Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story called Scaredy Cat. And the story and pictures are by Joan Rankin. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Hi.
Hi. You have a name today? Hi. No? All right. Well, I'm here with someone who is wonderful to me, of course. And I hopefully, I'm sure you guys think he's okay too, right? Yeah. And before we get started, though, we want to give our patrons shout out. Our patrons are our friends who support us and help us get our stories out. And they get to chat with us on the Patreon website. And it's just really great to have people who are on your team, who are encouraging you. So many of them have said so many great things, and we call them our friends. So today we want to give our patron shout out, and today's shout out, we only do this once a week, so people have to wait for it. but our patron shout out today is to Dustin and Juniper. And what a great name Juniper is, don't you think? Do you know what Juniper is?
Flower.
A flower. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And in fact, there's even a highway up in San Francisco that's got juniper in it. But anyways, that's beside the point. The point is that we hope you enjoy our story today, friends, and we are grateful for you. So today's story, Scaredy Cat, are you ready, Philip?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Whoa. The very first thing we see is a tiny little cat and a great big, enormous shadow. And she says,
I don't like giants. But Mama Meow says it's only Auntie Bee.
Oh, isn't that funny? How sometimes you can see a shadow and think it's something really big, but then it ends up being something rather small.
I'm afraid of crocodiles, but...
What do those crocodiles look like to you?
Shoes.
Shoes, yeah.
Mama Meow says they're only Auntie Bee's shoes.
And it's true, friends. I'll tell you this. Sometimes people have crocodile or alligator patterns on shoes or belts or hats or jackets or all kinds of things. But I don't believe that it's actual real crocodiles that can jump out and get you, or alligators. No, I don't think so.
I am scared of wiggly thingamajigs. But...
Ooh, what do you think that is? In the picture, friends, our little kitten is just terrified of these big, warbly-looking things reaching down for her. But what do you think they are?
Hands.
You think? Yeah.
Mama Meow says they're only Auntie Bee's hands wanting to cuddle me.
And it's true. They are not just big, wiggly, blarby things. They are gloves because she's been cleaning. I wear gloves when I clean. Do you? Yeah, I wear gloves when I'm doing dishes and stuff to keep my hands from getting all soapy.
Pop up!
Yep.
I am terrified of these screaming, sucking monster. But...
Ooh, what is a screaming, sucking monster?
A vacuum.
A vacuum. The Hoover, yep. It is a very big, scary-looking thing to a cat. If you were a cat, the vacuum, or the Hoover, or however you refer to it, would be quite large to you. But to a human, it's much smaller. It's not so scary. Plus, we know how they work.
Mama Meow says it's only Auntie Bee's vacuum cleaner, and Auntie Bee won't let it swallow me.
Well, I should think not. First of all, you wouldn't want to put a pet in a vacuum, would you?
Mm-mm.
No, of course not.
Oh, a dark, hairy forest.
Now, What do you suppose this might be?
Legs.
Legs. Yup.
Quick, quick! I dash up into Auntie B's lap and hide in something warm and woolly. Auntie B says there's no need to worry, it's only scratch pooch. But when I look out, all I see is an eensy-weensy spider looking straight at me.
Now that's interesting. I can see the spider too, but I also see something behind the spider. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Probably.
Yeah, friends, in the picture, it looks like, there's a spider there. But there's something else going on.
And if I stretch out my paw and find my claws, zap! I can bonk that eensy-weensy spider on his head.
Ooh, and so the kitten has whonked that spider on his head. But, friends, do you know what a dog's nose looks like? Well, it's small and round and black, and sometimes it has whiskers coming out on the sides of it that might possibly look like spider's legs. Do you see the problem here? Is there a small chance that the shadow behind that spider is in fact a dog, because that spider is in fact not a spider at all, but it is? That's right. It is the dog's nose. What are we going to do now?
Uh-oh.
Oh no. Let's see what happens.
Yo! Kapow! Just listen to him yell,
says the kitten. And that poor dog is just running for his life.
Mama Meow says I'm her tiger cat, because I'm not scared of giants or crocodiles or wiggly thingamajigs or screaming, sucking monsters or a hairy, dark forest. And wow, are eensy-weensy spiders scared of me?
Oh, gracious. I can see why that dog is terrified of her, and she whacked him in the nose pretty hard there, didn't she? And in the very last picture, friends, what do we see? What's going on here in this picture?
A goat in it.
What?
There's a goat.
There is a great big dog on the side of the road, and this tiny little kitten is getting ready to whonk him on the nose pretty hard too. But I don't think he's the same dog that she had to whack earlier. So I'm kind of worried about her, especially because I can see that Auntie B and Mama Meow are running over to try to help her. But there it is, friends. And I think the moral of the story is, don't be scared, because you don't know. You never know what it is there. And sometimes it's not so scary after all, right? Always talk to someone if you are feeling scared. And maybe you can find a solution so that you aren't. And you shouldn't allow yourself to be feeling big fears, because we can find a way to keep you safe, right?
Are you done?
You want to say the end?
Are you done?
I am.
Are you done?
Yes. Say the end.
Bye.